American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg. I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so...
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We are back, and it is the Health Freedom Expo, as it is every year this time. And this time, of course, Long Beach, California. We're doing that West Coast thing. Unfortunately, we're not surfing here, although it would be fun to do so. And we're going to crank it up. We got loads of guests coming up, all kinds of healing information and freedom information you won't get anywhere else in media except right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. We're kicking it off with one of my dearest friends within this natural healing freedom movement. And he's more than that. I can't even describe him all. But you know him as Christopher Barr. He also is called not a doc because he's smarter than the docs for sure.
Well, I'm leading the way by example. We place far too much importance on doctors. And they have a place, but it's a little tiny place. And the farther we get from that place, the more problems we have.
Yes.
So I'm leading the way by example as not a doc. And I do teach doctors, though, but I only teach the smartest doctors because they have to be smart enough to listen to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have covered a lot of recent controversies, and this has been going on for many years, Chris, with the pediatric community, the American Academy of Pediatrics promoting another shot, another shot, another shot. I lectured about the HPV fallacy. Liam Sheff and I did our thing on the HIV garbage that you and I have covered for a long time, too. Yet
and statin drugs.
And the statin drug fallacy.
They want to give statin drugs to children.
To children, yes, I know. It's amazing.
Because they feel ripped off that they're not allowed to poison their childhood patients like the other doctors get the adults. So they want children to get poisoned, too.
Isn't that interesting? And I thought the pediatric community, there are very few that have outgrown, let's say, or detoxified from their training. And I've, brought this up. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, bless her heart, has said, why are we programmed? Why do you need a pediatrician? Why? Right? You've raised how many kids with no pediatrician?
Eight.
That's only eight. That's a small sampling. That doesn't count.
That is a small sampling.
But it is eight healthy kids for the most part. And like, when we had my first son, who you've met, I think you've met over the
yes.
years. Yeah, of course, Elijah. And, my wife was still in a transition because we were still programmed heavily by society, even as she's a doctor of chiropractic as well. And she's like, well, we got to have, just what if something happens, right? It's sort of like that fear base. By the time we had our second, she's like, yeah, we really don't need one. And so even if we're trained, let's say out-trained out of our old way of thinking, sometimes there's a lot of emotional attachment to what has kind of, held us back from seeing these realities or truths.
Well, just last year you were talking about vaccination, the poisoning of children, and now do we really need pediatricians? I don't know if you caught this last year. There was a conference. It was a pro-vaccine conference where there was a panel discussion, and one of the pro-vaccine doctors noted that, none of these vaccines even work before the child is a year of age.
Yes.
Of course, we know they don't work anyway.
Yes,
and,
but
and when the
tell them why. Why
when the experts said, well, then why are we doing this? And he said, well, it's to train the parents because they wouldn't bring their children in for 2-month and 4-month and 6-month wellness checkups if we didn't give them a reason. So we tell them they have to have these vaccines for the child's safety to get them in the habit. So they're poisoning the children as a matter of training the parents to depend upon what they have no need for in truth.
It was even worse in that story. What they revealed is that they said, we are, how'd they say it? They actually said, we are training or we're basically indoctrinating these parents to get them used to coming for that reason. Because if we don't do it in the first year, they're never coming. It's like, hallelujah. That's what we want to see happen. If there is an emergency trauma intervention, and I think we can do a lot for that as well. You know, we've done it in our own lives with our own kids, things that, oh, you got to take to the doctor for stitches. And we're able to handle basic first aid things. I'd like to see more in the prepper community is more open to that idea of bringing these basic skills for first aid where we only think the doc in the box or the emergency room in the hospital. There are a lot of things we can take back, and I think we need to.
Yes, well, my baby, who's almost 20 now, we did take him to the doctor a month short of his 18th birthday. He had used a brick wall as a launching point to try and get a better positioning for a rebound in a basketball game.
Ouch.
So he damaged his ankle, swollen very badly, and he didn't want to go. He said, do we have to? Because the next morning he was still in tremendous pain. Swelling hadn't gone down. I said, well, if it's a strain, I can take care of that. If it's a break, I need somebody who knows what they're doing to set it, and then I can take care of that.
Right, yes.
So we went in. They said, oh, it's a sprain. Come back in 2 weeks for a checkup. And before I said anything, when we walked out, my son said, well, we won't see them again because you can take care of that.
Exactly.
So
yeah, very good
there's
point.
A place for the doctor.
Yes, yes.
A small place.
A small place. We hear in so much agreement there. And I think that more and more of us out here, you know, whenever we come to it, and as I said, what we speak about, we recognize, and I was joking with you earlier before we went on the air about something about everybody before everybody catches up or something. And everybody never will catch up. I know. It's just funny when you say, you know, we always have these nice ideas. It'd be wonderful if everybody was enlightened and was open to these things. And we, you know, this place is not the place that we mandate or force it. And so, I think the gift of free will is an amazing gift. And why would I take it away from somebody to force them to do what I do, what I perceive to be certainly much more optimal for their good health or you know, even spirituality?
Yes, if everyone in America, man, woman, and child, took 100 micrograms of whole food chromium 3 times a day and 200 micrograms of whole food selenium every day, no one would ever need a statin drug, ever, never. And yet, we still shouldn't legislate that every man, woman, and child purchase chromium and selenium in whole food form, even though they would all benefit and there was no downside to it. We still shouldn't require and force anybody to do that.
I think that's a big part of this transition. That's why we're here at the Health Freedom Expo. I mean, the marriage, if we can call it that, of health and freedom, which should never have been separated out, is something that would acknowledge that even though you and I would not want to avail ourselves of the allopathic medicine, we just mentioned a case in point where it may be legitimate, but we wouldn't want them to mandate any more than I want them to mandate homeopathy be required to be used for every. I mean, it rubs me so much the wrong way, and it could be the greatest thing in the world. I don't want it mandated. I have been granted freedom by that which created me. Why would I take away that freedom from anybody else?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a different standpoint. Now, we've talked about your chromium book. Your selenium book is here at the Health Freedom Expo. Those of you listening live through GCN today at the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can come on down. The show will be open till at least 6 o'clock Pacific time and get a hold of the new book. And you actually got a real deal on the chromium book. But those that can't make it, one of the best ways to do so is call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And he carries your chromium book and your selenium book and a lot of the whole food nutrients we talk about here on the show. The time.
Yes, that's right. And a great Dr. O'Hara's probiotics also from choosetobehealthy.com.
Yeah, excellent. So, yeah, if we look at, you mentioned the cholesterol lowering menace of statin drugs, which it is a menace. We could find no good reason to do it. Even Dr. Batar says it's malpractice to ever use one.
It is malpractice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yet, if you utilize the selenium and the GTF chromium, you have the ability, you know, you've talked about in your book as well, the elevation of the high-density lipoprotein, which is, if we talk ratios in the medical circles, they say, oh, that's good, having your HDL higher. And I tested it out on my own mom, who they were saying, oh, your cholesterol's too high. And my mom's in her 70s. She's not on any drugs. She says, well, son, what do I do? And she actually listens to her son, which is great. That's why she's not on any drugs. And she did the 100 micrograms 3 times a day, and it elevated the HDL. The doc took a look at it and go, oh, wow, how'd you do that? And of course, he didn't want to know. But the proof in a great case like this, that at any age, we can put these nutrients in a food-grown state back in the body, and wow, imagine what happens. It really works that way.
Yes, and the key is balance, because chromium actually doesn't specifically reduce cholesterol, although it almost always does. But what it does is it's balance. Statin drugs can't raise HDL, and that's the most important part. In fact, Journal of the American Medical Association, other medical journals in recent years have noted that if your HDL level is high enough, it doesn't even matter what your LDL level is. So that's medical research that admits to that in numerous studies in the last 5 years. You can't do that in any way, shape, or form except with 100% whole food chromium. And selenium plays a small role in increasing the efficacy of that cholesterol work of chromium. So
right.
It's balance that we get.
And we remember, of course, the whole issue of the fear-mongering of the cardiovascular medical profession is, wow, your arteries are going to get clogged, you'll get a heart attack, some plaque will break off, you'll get a stroke somewhere. And yet, even though they acknowledge that fact, they continue to ignore the reason why anything would, let's say, occlude, if you will, in the arterial system. Why would it even begin? And that is not their concern. Their concern is to lower one of the elements that they say may cause it, which we know is so far down the list, it's ludicrous.
It shouldn't be on the list. It shouldn't be on the list at all, because it doesn't matter if you have what you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got another segment coming up, as we do. We're just kicking it in here, Health Freedom Expo, Long Beach, California. It's a great, great opportunity to connect. Chris, you'll be speaking later today. Again, you don't have the diabetes.
That's right.
Right? Your annual tradition here. People love it. And they come down and they get all the chromium and selenium and silica that they can get, although you might not have enough silica this time. But Jonathan also carries that, choosetobehealthy.com, for those listening around the country.
And statin drugs were just announced by the FDA. Mm-hmm. To contribute to causing diabetes.
That's
on
right.
top of all the other harm
we don't have enough diabetes going on, Chris. We need more of this. That's ridiculous. Of course, it's not ridiculous that we're here at the Health Freedom Expo. Stand by. We're going to be coming right back with more powerful healing. Lots of exciting guests that we're going to be bringing to you today. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. The phone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeez, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super
Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing now on the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California. Special thanks to our key sponsors. Of course, RHTKO, we hopefully hear, will hear from Bill Tuff soon, as well as our good friends Sovereign Silver make this possible as well. And, well, lots more healing to do here. Lots of things happening. Very excited. Chris Barr's with me in another segment. We're going to kick it off. And, Chris, there's been a whole lot of studies trying to dispute the reason why anybody would want to take supplements. And every time I see a lot of these supplement studies, and you know this also well, they often use these synthetic nutrients that the average American still doesn't realize is not the same thing as food-grown
almost
nutrients.
Almost always yeah. uses.
Almost, yeah, it's true. Almost always. So what have we seen recently? Have there been some new stories out there supporting what you've been talking about for so many years?
Well, yes. More and more we're seeing studies that invalidate people taking supplements. And they always are using studies that's in which synthetics were used, which they never tell you. You have to look up the studies they're talking about to find that out.
Right.
But what they're saying is we need to get nutrients from food. Well, they're getting so close to the truth now. Now, how about if you make the supplements you take food?
And then study those.
Yeah, but we've been, again, in so many areas of our life, we've been taught to do things that are not good but have been labeled mm-hmm. as okay. We have the FDA telling sour cherry growers that if they say that it will do what it will do and remove inflammation and pain from arthritis,
right.
then they're going to relabel it as a drug. Mm-hmm. But it's a food. Well, in the same sense, they take chemicals and they call it food when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They've come up with legal definitions for a vitamin that you don't find that state in food anywhere.
Right.
Then they complain that, well, it doesn't work. Well, that's because it isn't food, even though they're calling it a food supplement. See, food supplements should be foods that are supplements, not chemicals that are supplementing your food.
So are they actually studies coming out from the mainstream of publications saying, yeah, you need to get your nutrients from food?
Yes.
But what are they doing with that information? Once they say that, do they say anything more?
No, they're invalidating taking supplements by saying, oh, you should get it from food. Well, if you'll get whole food supplements, the best, most dynamic results ever in the history of the world against cancer as a prevention mm-hmm. was with a whole food grown variety of selenium,
mm-hmm.
in which they had a more than 50% reduction of all types of cancers, 63% reduction of prostate cancers, a study more than a decade long, double blind clinical study, the gold standard according to the folks that are supposed to be experts at
right,
the rules,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, and that was with a food variety. Well, 10 years later, the government follows up by doing a non-food form of selenium, and then they mix with it a synthetic vitamin E. The first thing I learned about selenium almost 40 years ago was that if you use high doses of vitamin E with selenium, that it reduces the effectiveness of the selenium. So they took an ineffective form of selenium, mixed with it a high dose of vitamin E, and synthetic beta-carotene, which has also been shown to slightly increase cancer incidence, whereas beta-carotene in food dramatically reduces it. So they set up a study that they said was to validate the other study, and they ended up saying, oh, we didn't get any results. Well, of course not. You used the wrong form of selenium, and then you used a non-food form of two different vitamins known to invalidate selenium.
Talk to me about the vitamin E issue, because so much of it is indeed on the market as a synthetic form. Are there, let's say, studies that show that a truly natural food state selenium and a food state E work well together as opposed to having this counteraction? Talk to me about that.
Don't get me started. The bottom line is, if we had time, an hour or so, I could explain to you why there's no such thing as vitamin E. That actually nobody has any need for vitamin E ever, period.
People are dropping their radios right now going, What?
But the key with using, if you're going to insist on using E because you're so brainwashed, you have to make sure that the number of selenium micrograms exceeds the units of vitamin E.
That's important. That's what I wanted to hear.
So when the units of E exceed the micrograms of selenium, you dramatically reduce the effectiveness of the selenium.
All right, so we're talking here, many doctors saying how many international units or IUs of E they want you to take. Often it's a big number, what, 400 IUs
yes.
of E? And how many times will they tell you to take 400 micrograms of selenium? Almost never.
Mm-hmm.
Never. So they're always opposite. They're exceeding by a large degree. We're hoping that they're using a non-synthetic E, whatever it is. But the fact is that they're counteracting the benefits of whatever selenium their patients or people are taking.
Exactly. And the selenium is 50 times the antioxidant that vitamin E is. So why would you take something that invalidates something else that's much stronger than it is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ludicrous. And the science is there, and it's just not known, even in this industry.
Can you, which reference point on this particular thing, because that's really so astonishing for people to hear, because they're all told, well, I must have my E if I'm taking selenium, and I never say you need added E. I think you can get whatever it is plenty if you're eating a decent organic whole food diet.
That's right.
But for those that are now hearing it, it's like, well, can I see the study, right? I want to hear something more about this. Where can I find it?
Well, you actually have to look at numerous studies going back to the beginning of the history of vitamin science. Vitamin E was established before they called it vitamin E as the anti-sterility factor. It's because it's an antioxidant, and that's the only thing that has been recognized scientifically about vitamin E. Well, since selenium is 50 times the antioxidant, and guess where selenium is concentrated in the body? In the sexual and the reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not vitamin E that was ever the issue. The reason they found it to be necessary was because they didn't have the selenium necessary. If you utilize selenium instead, it's the most important aspect for fertility, which is one reason why fertility is such such a problem,
yeah.
Because we have such a dearth of selenium covering four generations.
In males and females, as the
yes.
studies are showing, and that's only increasing and getting worse. And I believe the vaccines as well are causing a great harm to fertility. I think at least partly, in fact, due to the depletion of minerals, because you have to counteract all the poisons that they throw in with these vaccines.
Which is another thing that selenium does, is it eliminates cadmium from the body. It neutralizes mercury in the body. It helps with detoxification throughout the body. So, yeah, again, that is another reason why the vaccines are a problem, because we don't have enough selenium to do all the things that it's necessary for, let alone other things that you're putting into the body, like vaccines,
mm-hmm.
on purpose,
right.
that give us even more reason to need selenium that people don't have enough of.
Right. Now, we got about a minute or so, just real briefly. There's a lot of talk. The autism community is here. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is here and others. Of course, we're not here to endorse the use of mercury ever, but there are other things that are contributing to the autism spectrum in addition to mercury.
Well, actually, more importantly, it's if you look at the history of autism and its growth, it's directly tied to the increase in vaccinations, not to mercury. Mercury is not good. Mercury may be a contributing factor, but what can be definitively shown through studies and analysis is that the greater the number of vaccines being given, both in total and amount of shots of each one given,
mm-hmm.
directly corresponds to the increase over the exact period of time of the increase of autism.
So it's
the total of vaccines, not one
just
vaccine
one thing.
One ingredient in them.
And you would agree, the depletion of the minerals, the selenium, is so critical here as to why these things are playing themselves out.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris Farrar, always great to see you. NotADoc.org. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. You've got some time. Come on down to the Health Freedom Expo. In case you miss anything, you can link through and maybe be able to download some of the audio and video files as well. But we've got a lot more healing to do, a lot more awesome guests. Check out NotADoc.org. It's linked up at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the Health Freedom Expo, we continue today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Joined now by my dear friend and Health Freedom guy, this guy, the FDA Dragon Slayer, of course, but the author of the newest book, Restore the Republic. It's out. I'm holding it in my hand if you could all see this. And, of course, it's linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Check out the link there. Click on it and get it. Jonathan, your new book, it's out. This is very exciting. Forward by Ron Paul.
Yes, sir. I'm so grateful for that. And Ron Paul, as you know, for many, many years I've been a fan of Ron Paul's, and I've had the privilege of writing legislation for him, and I was flabbergasted that a hero of mine would write the foreword to the book.
In the midst of this campaign thing that he's doing, that says a lot.
A lot,
I mean,
yeah.
That's absolutely incredible.
He's a very busy man, and for him to take the time to, he had to read the book
before
he wrote the foreword to it, and it's, you know, 220-page book, and he read it, and
Yeah, isn't it incredible? He's been at this for so long, and, you know, I feel like we're youngins compared to him, but he's been talking about these things, the liberty, and, you know, this book, Restore the Republic, kind of writes out a pathway for people to understand not only how it happened, but how we can get out of it and get back to it. But I played a clip from 1988. He was on the Morton Downey Jr. show. And he was talking about, you know, legalization of drugs. Not that he's for everybody using drugs, but the argument was one of liberty. You
right.
know, the government will usurp that liberty and another. And it was like he was talking to a sea of people that couldn't even understand the words he was saying. You know, we talk about, 20, 30 years later, now we're seeing a movement afoot. And the reception to this message is quite different than, 30 years ago. It's happening. It's really happening.
Well, he's a man who's not affected by popular opinion in the sense that he will advocate his position based on principle, regardless of whether the audience or the crowd in Washington finds any favor in what he says or not. He's the consummate advocate of principled positions, and he votes in line with his views, and he is a distinct and unique character in Washington, that's for sure. So his integrity is the great appeal for me. I love the man.
Well. I talk with Doug Weed. I don't know if you've ever met Doug Weed. He's a senior campaign advisor for Ron Paul. But he served under George Herbert Walker Bush, right after Reagan. And I was asking him, I was like, how is it that you came to Ron Paul? I mean, you were working for a guy that was like a CIA kind of guy, you know. And, of course, yeah, Ron Paul's the antithesis of the secrecy of government.
Right.
And he says, listen, I he almost felt guilty about what he had done before. But he said, I finally met a man who was absolutely incorruptible. Incorruptible. He said, I never met anybody like it. And it just transformed me. And, it was almost like he was doing penance for the work he had done before.
Absolutely.
Wasn't it amazing? But, just living a certain way, having the impact. Yes, you can speak about it, but then you go behind the words and you say, this man has lived this.
Well, I was so pleased to see in the last debate the extraordinary contrast between Ron Paul and Rick Santorum and how, you have... who was it from CNN?
John King.
John King, having asked in previous debates politicians to defend their commercials, which were antagonistic to other candidates, poses the question to Ron Paul. You've labeled Rick Santorum a fake in your advertising. Do you really want to take that position here?
And why did you do it?
Right. Why did you do it? Well, because he is a fake. That's the kind of honesty and integrity this man has. I mean, he's not a sunshine patriot. He is a patriot 24 hours a day in every form of weather. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about him is that if he makes a statement, he'll stand up for his position and will not bow down to anyone over it. That's the kind of integrity and principled leadership that this country so sorely needs. And unfortunately, we probably will not get it to that degree.
Even if
the president incumbent, who is President Obama, is removed from office, I'm afraid we're not going to.
It's not an instant just add water. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. Jonathan's going to join me more on the other side of the break. His new book, Restore the Republic, forward by Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. It's amazing. Pick it up. I've got the links at robertscottbell.com. You can call me 24/7 at 866-939-BELL. And we'll be right back with more powerful healing at the Health Freedom Expo.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for
approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
We're talking with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, one of my friends and a great hero to me as far as his willingness to stand up. Just like we were talking about Congressman Dr. Ron Paul about principle, you're a kind of guy that resonates that. That's what drew me to you and why we connect so well. And I opened the book in the back here. It was like this guy in there. What the heck? They have this guy, Robert Scott Bell. What is he doing in the back of this book? What's
Robert,
going on
thank you for that endorsement, my good man.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm happy to give it. I was able to read a galley copy. You know, they say before it's official. And it's sensational, and I'm hoping that everybody picks this up. And even Ron Paul is saying, I highly recommend this book to anyone interested in regaining our lost liberties and restoring our republic. You know, I've been at this, the early 90s, you know, I was a young man in my 20s, and I started asking questions because I had so many health problems, right? And I had to leave the medical establishment behind because it didn't help me. Found out there was a whole new realm of healing, didn't exist according to the media and the government, except it was criminal. And I applied those criminal things, and I got well. And so I started asking questions about, because I was on the plane coming over here, and a businessman, you know, economics and estate planning, and I'm talking to him about all these things, the economic fallacies, falsehoods of the monetary system. He's like, but you're a homeopathic guy. How do you know about this? I said, well, my problem is I couldn't stop asking questions. Once I realized I was lied to about one whole category of life, I said, I wonder if they lied to me about this and then politics and then law and the legal. And it drove me deeper. And then, like I said, you're in it. How do you, and I ask this all the time, maintain that level of an integrity that I see in you in the midst of a den of jackals and the beasts of in the belly there?
Well, you know, it's sort of you either have that as a part of your upbringing and your sense of self-worth, and it's wedded to you, to your soul, or it's not. I mean, if it's an optional thing with you to have integrity, which it is with almost every member of Congress,
right.
Ron Paul accepted, and
yes,
some others accepted,
mm-hmm,
they view everything in this popular realm of situational ethics. Wherever they are, they may adopt a position that they think will make the popular response be favorable to them. But we have eternity. We have a place that is marked by our actions. Everything we do, we're made to account for those things. And so, for me, there's no question but that I'm going to do what I do, just as you do what you do, based on principle and based on a belief fundamentally in the Founding Fathers' principles that define this nation, the underlying ideological justification for the Constitution arising from the Declaration of Independence. These things define my legal framework, my view of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is inherently dishonest when you start deviating from the plan the Founding Fathers gave us in the Constitution and not resort to Article 5 Amendment. In his farewell address, George Washington said, "Let there be no change by usurpation, for though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed."
Right.
And he wanted this country to be mindful of the fact that by the actions of men in power, there would be challenges to the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
not based on overt actions that declare the Constitution invalid or something.
Sure.
But instead by insidious encroachment where... Well,
covert activity, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And where they would write out of existence whole doctrines and provisions of the Constitution. And what Restore the Republic discusses is precisely that, how, as Judge Ginsburg put it in the D.C. Circuit brilliantly, we now have a constitution in exile where all
right.
of the doctrines that limit power that were intended to be a part of the Constitution to protect civil and economic rights, individual liberty, have been destroyed, mm-hmm. eroded away over the last 75 years by a government that just simply does not respect those restrictions. So the separation of powers has been destroyed, and the doctrine of the non-delegation,
mm-hmm.
which was to keep the Congress, those elected representatives, responsible for the making of laws, they
right.
delegated that away.
You covered it so in such detail in The Rise of Tyranny, of course. What is running the country? And my son, bless him, he's 12 now, and I finally got to see your kids the other day, and wow, amazing Spitfires and Justice you have there. He's wearing a suit already. Oh man, that was
he's
great.
He's a lovely, lovely.
But my
12
year old says, "Dad, what?" He wrote me a text. He says, "What's a constitutional democracy?" I'm like, it's like his bedtime. On the East Coast, I'm mm-hmm. thinking, why is he up? He should be in bed. He's thinking about constitutional whatevers, right? Because we talk about that. We read together these things. And it's very exciting to me about these transformations. And in a contemporary sense, with what Ron Paul has done, talking endlessly, tirelessly about the same thing over and never wavering, never changing. Now we're seeing a group of young people, maybe considered idealists, something about them that is not... They don't resonate with a lot of the lies, the deceit, the usurpation, if you will. And as you talked about in The Rise of Tyranny, we're off on a break. Let's come back. We're going to talk about that youth movement in support of this, restoring the Constitution, restoring the public, as the book says, Restore the Republic by Jonathan E. Mord. Check it out online. I've got the links up. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue on now. One more segment with Jonathan Edmore from the Health Freedom Expo. A lot of times we're doing our interviews together. You're at your office, and I'm amazed the way you can take the time to talk about these things. I'm always grateful for it. But to be in person, you're smiling, I'm smiling. It's wonderful, the things that are happening. I just ran out of time in that break to talk about the movement of youth, the young people. They're acknowledging there is a limitation, and it needs to be put back in there. You know, my son, even at 12, is saying, Dad, there's something weird about this. I'm not learning about that so much at school, what I'm talking about with you at home. I need to know the difference. So what do you see? You got two kids coming up too. What are we leaving them, right? We're not right. Just going to walk away from it. We're here to make the change.
Well, you know what? The founding of the Republic, and in the first several decades of the new Republic, there was a thing called Republican motherhood, and they emphasized the need to convey these Republican principles to the youth. Thomas Jefferson made it an indispensable part of the curricula at the University of Virginia that they had all of the great works, Bolingbroke and Hume and Locke and Montesquieu, and all of the great works in defense of individual liberty and the rights of man. Because this was considered to be essential, that the generation to come would appreciate fundamentally the necessity of defending liberty against the potential encroachment of the government. As I write in Restore the Republic, the Founding Fathers anticipated that the government would devolve into corruption and that there would be abuse of power.
It was a great concern from the moment it was ratified.
So, you know, Jefferson advocated a revolution every 20 years. He said that's the only way that we can keep liberty alive, is if we bleed the tree of liberty every 20 years. And Madison and Adams and Hamilton all thought that frequent elections would be sufficient so long as the popular understanding was in favor of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened, and they anticipated these risks, is that those in power have pursued their own self-interest at the expense of the public. They appreciated this well in their time. They anticipated that those in power would regard the Constitution at some point as a mere parchment barrier to their achievement of evil ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked to a vigilant public, one that would be educated of the problems and would work in a civic capacity to constantly fight against tyranny and abuse of power and corruption, which they knew would always exist in government, and they anticipated that it would get much worse as government grew in size and scope.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are with the government surpassing the gross domestic product in its national debt. Now that the national debt to GDP ratio is 100.4%, and over the next decade it'll vastly increase beyond that.
Are we not in Greece territory?
I mean, we are.
Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, these places collapsed due to the similar scenarios economically that we're in the midst of right now.
And, you know, it's interesting, as I explain in Restore the Republic, all of the major economists in this country, whether liberal or conservative in bent, whether they're advocates of Keynesian economics or whether they're microeconomics advocates, they favor this position that the present state of growth of the federal government is unsustainable, that it simply cannot be afforded, that while some of them would advocate massive increases in taxation, which would destroy the nation,
mm-hmm.
others say that we simply can't maintain this level of federal spending, we're going to have to cut it. And it's a situation that by 2021, the national debt will be somewhere around $23 trillion, with funding for the interest on that debt at about $700 billion. And for entitlements alone, we have a present commitment for entitlements of $63 trillion, which is going to go up astronomically over the next 10 years as more and more boomers enter Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So it is an unsustainable circumstance. And as I explained in Restore the Republic, we will either have a reduction, substantial reduction in the size and scope of the federal government by volitional means,
right,
or it will come to us as a result of a cataclysmic collapse
in other words, national programs.
We can
acknowledge history and freely say we're in this state. We need to make a course correction. Going to come back to Congressman Paul. They laughed at him 4 years ago. They're not laughing so much as they did 4 years ago now because what he said is coming to fruition. Or we just inevitably, as he said to Ben Bernanke just this past week, you're going to collapse. The Federal Reserve is going to collapse, whether we do something or not. This is where it's going. I don't even know if they conceive of it, or if they're just in fairyland, or they're on major medication. But what you're saying is very true. And if you have kids, you want to establish a terrain that is as healthy and as prosperous as possible. But these kids, the young people, whether they're our kids or whether the young people that are getting on to this revolution and that I hope will read Restore the Republic, they realize what they've been left with and saddled with, and rightfully so, they're outraged and want to do something different.
Right, and that's the great promise that we have. So many young people understand liberty and appreciate it because they're pure at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them, they haven't been jaded by involvement in politics and haven't sold their souls in order to benefit themselves and their families.
Yeah.
And they appreciate that there is a beauty to this country that's magnificent and that lies in the Constitution and the fundamental principles that underlie it. That's the great source of strength for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul understands that his voice resonates with the young people because he has integrity and because he stands for these principles that the country's founded upon. There is a huge renewal at the college level in love of the founding principles, which is very heartening.
Yes.
It's the solution to the problem. We're
yes.
going to go through a period with politicians who are corrupt and jaded and mm-hmm. have to be wrenched out of office. But there is this hope that down the road, this future generation is going to take the reins and do what is necessary to create a limited federal republic in this country.
Absolutely. Well, we got about a minute left till the top of the hour. I just wanted to ask you, beyond the book, which I hope everybody is going to get, I have it linked up, but restoretherepublic.co, not .com, restoretherepublic.co is going to be opening up access to a new newsletter come April. I want you to briefly tell us about what we're looking forward to.
It is. This is an interactive newsletter. Not only will it have a blog, but its primary purpose is to educate people about specific instances of government corruption, abuse of power, and violations of the Constitution, and then to provide a means for people to become involved in a movement to force change, to correct these errors, to restore the republic. And that's the solution to the problem. We're going to bring into the fold as many patriotic Americans as possible to help us fight this battle. We can't rely on politicians to do this. We can elect good people mm-hmm. at some point in time, I'm sure, as the crisis continues. But for the moment, we have to start pushing in the direction of saving the nation. There simply is not enough time. We have about a decade, if that.
If that, yeah, I'm with you. Well, we're here for you. You know, anything we can do, you just let me know. We'll let the world know. That's what we're doing here on the United States. And now I call it the world of Health Talk Radio because we're reaching everywhere. Jonathan E. Mord, always glad to have you on board here.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Remember, we're coming right back with more powerful healing. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.